In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Our Lady, Queen of all saints, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. So we are continuing with this gift of Luisa. It's a new beginning for all of humanity. And how great is our God that he would allow us to be alive at this time to basically witness what he is going to do. And he says this is the greatest thing that he can give to humanity, and that's the return of humanity back to living in God's holy divine will. So on volume 21, May 24th, 1927, Jesus says this. Okay, let's just get there. My daughter, each act that divine will does united with the soul forms a divine life. Okay, so here, this is the image and likeness of God. Okay, the divine life is the likeness of God. It doesn't mean that we become gods. But what God did, he made us children of God. So when God breathed into Adam, what came out of the dust was the image and likeness of God. And now Jesus says, he redeemed us 2,000 years ago on the cross. He and his mother were there, the new Adam and the new Eve, bringing about a rebirth, if you want to say. And Jesus wants, remember he said to the apostles, you must be reborn. And Nicodemus says, how can I go back into the womb of my mother? And Jesus says, you don't know yet. You haven't learned yet. And that's what the 2,000 years has been, learning about the holy humanity of Jesus, what he did. And that's why we have the saints. The saints followed what Jesus did exteriorly. So the saints would, go to the desert to pray. They'd mortify themselves. They would pray, fast, do penance. They convert. And that's why we have great saints, is because of they gave up everything of the earth to find God. Okay. Now, after 2,000 years, Jesus says to Luisa, basically, now is the time that we can return back to the first fiat, when God breathed into Adam. And he says that when you learn how to do your acts and your rounds in the divine will, how you learn how to do this, each act that the divine will does, united with the soul, forms a divine life. Okay, now who does each act united with the soul? It's Jesus and Mary, the new Adam and the new Eve. When we are one with God, and when Jesus breathed in my breathing, Jesus beat in my heart beating, Jesus pray in my praying, Jesus think in my thinking, what happens in the name of everyone and everything? It's not just me. It's not just you. We bring everyone. This is what Jesus taught Luisa. Bring everyone with you, past, present, and future. So this act in the divine will, this is what Adam did. United with his soul, formed a divine life. Okay, so when somebody says, I'm going to do my acts of the divine will, it's not accurate. What God wants from us is he wants us to begin to embrace his acts. Our ladies, they are the only two that did it perfectly, the new Adam and the new Eve. So every thought, every word, every deed, we want to redo what Jesus has done. One with Jesus, fuse with Jesus and Mary. It's always Jesus and Mary. So when the soul recognizes that I'm not going to just wash the dishes, I'm going to do the will of God. I'm going to wash the dishes. When St. Teresa would do that, God would look down on the earth and say, ah, there's St. Teresa doing my will. When you do an act in the divine will, you say, Jesus, wash in my washing, think in my thinking, breathe in my breathing, beat in my heart beating. God, the Father looks down and goes, ah, there's my Son. Basically doing what we're doing. And it seems like we're doing it alone, but God is with us. God is one with us, fused with us. Mary is one with us, fused with us. We're beginning to learn how to do everything one with the new Adam and the new Eve. So he says, in fact, my divine will being divine, it cannot help forming divine lives in its acts, not my acts, in its acts. So when we link ourselves with Louisa, she's the one, she's the newborn, she's the firstborn in the divine will. When we link ourselves with Louisa, we're entering into the life, the light, the like, the love of God, of Jesus and Mary. Little by little, it's not the fullness. It's we're learning baby steps, if you want to say, how to do this. And Jesus says to Louisa, when you mature, okay, when, you know, really learning how to do this, then he says, then basically he allows us to begin to live this abundant life. Now, nobody lives it fully, because this body isn't strong enough to live. This is the fallen nature. When Adam was alive, I mean, he lived, you know, God said to Adam, if you eat of the fruit of that tree, you will die that day. That's what scripture teaches us. You will die that day. You eat the fruit. Well, he died at 930 years old. Is scripture lying? No. It's a day was like 1,000 years. 1,000 years was like a day. Okay. So think about that. The 7 days, the day of rest that's where we're entering into is, it was 7,000 years. That's why John Paul II was so great. He was getting us ready for the third millennium, get us ready for the 7,000th year. There was 4,000 years and then Jesus came. He 2,000 years ago, we've begun the third millennium. It's a new beginning for humanity. And what does Jesus tell Louisa? I mean, excuse me, tell St. Faustina, the final devotion that I give to my church before I return is divine mercy. The final devotion before I return, divine mercy. Now, there's three comings of Christ. There's the St. Bernard teaches us this. There's the initial coming of Christ at the incarnation. There's the final coming of Christ at the end of the world. But there's the middle coming of Christ, which is now. And he wants to reign in us. He says, I made your senses for God. He says this to Louisa. So he wants to gaze in our gazing. He wants to listen in our listening. He wants to speak in our speaking. He wants to reign. Image and likeness. This is God doing this. So Jesus says, being divine, the divine will, it cannot help forming divine lives in its acts. So we're always calling upon Jesus and Mary. Breathe in my breathing, beat in my heart beating, sing in my singing, dance in my dancing, cook in my cooking, clean in my cleaning. We want, the more that this is becoming mature in the divine will. The more we call upon the divine will to reign on earth, this dust, as it is in heaven, the sooner the kingdom's coming. So Jesus says to Louisa, if I have to, I will wait centuries until humanity understands what I want, you know, to live this life. He says, but if you begin to do this now, he says, it'll come sooner. So it cannot help forming divine lives in its acts in such a way that whenever it rains, wherever it rains, as the soul operates, as it speaks, as it thinks, as its hearts palpitate, as it breathes, as it walks, my divine will, Jesus says, makes its works, makes its word, makes its thought, makes its heartbeat flow within that soul. So that's the maturity, learning that we can do nothing. I mean, that's what the human will. The human will says, hey, you're somebody. You can do something. You're talented. You can do this. You know, and what does Hollywood do? They always give awards. You are the best at this. No, the best at that is Jesus and Mary. The best at life is Jesus and Mary. This is the ultimate. In his image, in her likeness, it's to begin to live the life that Adam lost. And now is the time that it's happening. That's why everything seems to be falling apart. It's not falling apart. God is getting everything in order. For what? for the kingdom to be established on earth as it is in heaven. The 2,000 years of the only prayer that Jesus gave to the apostles, the Our Father, is being fulfilled. So Jesus says, for this to happen, for the kingdom of God to be established on earth as it is in heaven, he says, I must purify my church because it's not ready. It's not worthy to receive this gift. And that's what's happening in the church. The church is being purified. We are seeing the church, if you want to say split. We're seeing our nations split. You're seeing who wants what. And it's God is showing us, what side are you on? What life do you want? You know, and the evil one wants to destroy us. The evil wants nuclear war. The evil one wants to bring about not believing in Jesus, not possessing life. The evil one possesses death. And when you think about it, when the 3 days of darkness come to the earth, it's death. God is allowing death to take what's his and leave. Why? The kingdom life is coming. Abundant life is coming. Divine life is coming. We're going back to where we were before the fall. So this battle that we're in, this war that we're in, is essential. God wants us to choose. And then again, this is every moment throughout the day. Are you going to be worried? Or are you going to be peaceful? Are you going to be anxious? Or are you going to be peaceful? Are you going to be afraid? Are you going to be peaceful? Are you going to be negative? Or are you going to be peaceful? It's, do you want life? Do you want happiness? Do you want joy? That's heaven. Or do you want what the evil one has to offer? And that's a heart attack, a stroke, an ulcer. I mean, if you're worried, you're not trusting in Jesus. You're not listening to Jesus. As he said to St. Faustina, the final devotion is, Jesus, I trust in you. Jesus, I have confidence in you. You're my Lord, my Savior. So throughout the day, all throughout the day, God is giving you a choice. You want to wash the dishes and break dishes and become upset? I mean, it's very, very clear. Do you want to be frustrated? I got to get this done. Or is it, Jesus, I want to do this one with you. Wash in my washing, clean in my cleaning. And then when what happens is Jesus says, what about these bubbles? You know, I want every bubble to basically be, and I love you to you, Lord. I want all praise, all glory, all honor to your heavenly Father as you have given your Father. I want to be one with you. I want what the new Adam tells us, teaches us. I want what the new Eve shows us. It's peace, joy, and happiness. So Jesus says very, very clearly, basically, my divine will makes its work, its words, its thought, its heartbeat flow in every soul who wants to live in the divine will, who says, I want this. First forming in her act, its word, and then giving birth of its divine life. So this born again is to begin to live the life of Jesus. Jesus in us, us in Jesus, with, in, through, and for him. In everything that the soul does. Okay, so this is what the Lord is showing us. He's showing us that every thought, every word, every deed that you do, the soul releases from herself so many divine lives. Well, what does that mean? Jesus, beat in my heart beating. Every time your heart beats in the name of everyone and everything, past, present, and future, you are representing all of humanity. Every heartbeat that ever existed from every soul that was ever conceived is giving I love you of Jesus. This is your desire. This is your choice. This is your response to what Jesus has taught, Louisa. So the soul then becomes the reproducer, the bilocator of the divine life, doing what God does. Because God is doing it in us. It's not me. I can't do anything. When Peter walked on the water, it wasn't Peter. He said to Jesus, command me to walk on the water, to come to you. And Jesus says, come. It's the Lord's command. And when we begin to learn the command prayer that Jesus taught Louisa, everything changes for us. Jesus said to his apostles, ask, believe that you received it and it is yours. In the divine will, it goes more than that. It's not just asking. It's confidence in God, trust in God, belief in God, hope in God. It's ultimate trust in him. See, because what's coming, if we're not ready for this, it's going to be very tough. And how do you get ready for this? How do you get ready for what's coming? It's got to be complete, complete, complete confidence in God. Why? We are going to cross the Red Sea, just like the Israelites did. We're going to be pushed up against, like the Israelites, right against the river there, the lake there, the sea there. And the evil one's coming right at us. I mean, just like the Pharaoh's army. You have to understand, it's going to get tough, but God is going to intervene. He's already said this to Louisa. Wait till you see what I'm going to do, basically, with my children. But they got to be tested. Do they believe in me? Jesus says. Do we believe in the Lord, our life, our light, our love? Do we believe in him? Because we're going to be pushed right up against the sea. It's coming. And God's going to intervene. They went through that sea, if you want to say, and was safe. They got to the promised land. The Pharaoh got in the middle and was gone. Death is coming to the earth. You have to understand that. God has to say, who is choosing what? If we despair, if we're terrified, if we're complaining and negative, that's not complete trust in Jesus. It's got to be complete, complete, complete. So he's teaching us now how to have faith in him. We see things falling apart in our family, our friends, our neighbors, our coworkers, our parishioners, our nation, the world. Jesus says, who do you trust? Who do you believe in? You know, and this is, I mean, even the movie, who are you going to call? It's Jesus, not anything else. It's God is asking us to turn to him, believe in him, have confidence in him. So what does Jesus teach Louisa? To get ready for Holy Mass. Now, what did Louisa do? We see the ecstasy of Louisa. And when she's in this situation here, she is contemplating receiving Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament. She's in ecstasy for 2 hours after receiving Holy Communion. 2 hours. She's adoring God and loving God and praising God and thanking God and glorifying God. But she was there 2 hours before she started getting ready for Mass. So we have to understand that what our Lord is teaching us, what our Lord is asking of us is when we go to Holy Mass, when we keep holy the Sabbath, when we glorify God on the Sabbath, when we give back to God the Sunday, the Sabbath, when we give it back to him, this is your day. We begin our week and we can get through our week. If it's a sports day, if it's another Saturday, and we're not keeping holy the Sabbath, we're going to have a hard time. See, the reason for the Sabbath is to be peaceful, joyful, and happy. To pray, to trust God, to glorify God, to honor God. Keep holy the Sabbath, a commandment. And what God is asking of us is, what do you want? I have to give you what you want. You want it to be a sports day? Every sport, basically, besides wrestling and running, every sport was introduced after the birth of Louisa. The devil knew that what was coming with Louisa, he saw this light in her. He saw this reflection of Jesus and Mary. What does he do? Well, we got to have other gods. So what do people do? Instead of wearing a cross or a miraculous medal or a scapular. We've got sports on our shirts. We've got names of companies on our shirts. We've got we're honoring, we're glorifying human, not the divine. So with tennis, golf, soccer, hockey, all these sports are magnified on Sunday because Sunday is secondary. It's not as important as my sport, my team. I honor my team. I got that my team's emblem on my car. I fly their flag. I have it on my television. I want to honor this, and I cheer for pigskin being thrown from one end of the field to the other. And I get angry when they don't win. The evil one is very sly, very tricky. It's not that sports are bad, but Sunday is the Lord's day. And see, what does Jesus want? He says very clearly, so in everything that the soul does in the divine will, she releases from herself many divine lives to fill heaven and earth, and as many images of divine life. She becomes the reproducer, the bilocator of the divine life. She is the reproducer, if you want to say, the mother of the divine life, Jesus. And Jesus wants to be born in us. That's why when you begin to live in the divine will, the first step is saying, I want my heart to be your throne, Lord, that you become the Lord of my life. God goes, good. How are you going to do it? And what people do throughout the earth is they go to other religions. They go to other things. They make my life. I've heard people say this. My life is soccer. It's a shame. It's a shame. Can you see standing before the throne of God? And God says, so what did you do on Sunday? What did you do on the holy day? What did you do on my day? Well, we honored this or that. This, not you, Lord. It's going to be shocking when the illumination of conscience comes, because we're going to see very, very clearly, are we worthy of heaven? Do we know the Lord? Do we love the Lord? Do we serve the Lord? Do we possess the Lord? So what does he teach Louisa? He teaches Louisa Holy Mass first. And then what? Adoration. Being with the Lord. Adoring him and loving him and praising him and thanking him and blessing him. So some people are listening and going to adoration, but they're not there for the right reason. They're punching in the time clock. Oh, my time is up. I can go now. We go to adoration to fall in love with Jesus, to look at him, to fall in love with him. This is what God is waiting for. He's waiting for the souls who are so in love with him that they're not going to do what they want. They're not going to do their human will. They're going to do God's holy divine will, the life of Jesus and Mary, the new Adam and the new Eve. So he says, my will is not less powerful in the soul in whom it reigns with the fullness of his dominion than it is within the womb of the three divine persons. Do you hear what Jesus is saying? This great gift of the divine will is not less powerful in the soul in whom it reigns with its fullness and its dominion. Again, God's using the word dominion. Dominion for the devil is to lie to you and to cheat and to steal. Dominion for God is it's the fullness of the that's with found within the womb of the Holy Trinity. That's what God wants us to have, image and likeness. But we have to have Jesus. We have to have Mary for this to occur. If we don't have Jesus and Mary, who's giving birth to us? Is it sports? I mean, really, on Sunday, the Lord's Day, does your family embrace God Again, you have to teach your family when they're mere children, when they're little ones, and let them go to church and shout out the little babies to hear their echo. It's not bad. That's good. It's they're beginning to realize there's something different here. It's not home. And what will happen is when you bring your children to adoration, when you bring your children to pray the rosary, when you bring your children to wear the scapular, what happens is you teach your children this Catholic faith of falling in love with God, putting emblems on us that are not of the earth. The scapular, Our Lady says, is the clothing of heaven. Are we wearing the scapular? Are we praying the rosary? It's again, what God is bringing upon the earth is a new beginning. So therefore, he says, possessing the bilocating virtue of this fullness of the divine will in us, as in the womb of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, is not only forms of the soul many divine lives as it wants, every heartbeat, every breath, every thought, every word, every deed, but it forms in her its heaven. That's why I love the divine will so much. It's heaven. As you read every day, as you study every day, he takes us away from the misery of the earth, and heaven begins to reign in us. There's no worry in the divine will. There's no fear. There's no anxiety. There's no complaints. There's no negativity. And hopefully soon there'll be no sin. Because we go to confession each week. We don't have that fullness yet. But when the fullness comes, it's the new heavens. It's the new earth. It's the new Jerusalem. It's the new glorified body. Not this thing that's food for worms. It's a new beginning that's coming. God wants to fill us with such hope, such confidence, such trust in him, that it's complete. When, for example, the Pharaoh's army came to crush the Israelites against the sea, God says, I'll take care of it. He's going to do that with us. But he loves to see who believes in him. He loves to see who has confidence in him. And that means, it's very, very clear. It means that there's no more worry. Jesus, I trust in you. It's going to get tough. And I hear people constantly saying, what are we going to do? What are we going to do? We have Jesus. We have Mary. We have everything. We have the divine will. He's giving us these divine lives as much as we want in every thought, every word, every deed, which is really changing the face of the earth. As you do your act in the divine will, you have to understand this. As you do your act in the divine will, somebody in the world is changing. That act is helping them say yes to God. And this is what God is waiting for. When your family does this, when you do it, your family changes. When your family does this together, I mean, learning this, the town will change. That's what Jesus says. If you're praying the 24 hours of the Passion in that town, the chastisement will have less of an effect. Why? Because divine lives are being created as much as you want. Every thought, every word, every deed becomes a new life, an abundant life. It forms in us its heaven. It forms in us this sun, S-U-N. When you read the book that the Vatican hands out on Luisa, the sun, S-U-N, of my divine will, Luisa Picaretta. When we learn from Luisa this new and divine way of holiness, we enter into this heaven. We enter into its sun. The seas, these oceans of love are entering into us, these flowery fields that makes the soul say to God, heaven you gave me. Heaven, I give you. See, it's very, very important that we understand it's Jesus in us that's doing that. This is what Jesus did. Jesus would breathe in all the I love yous of creation and give to the Father the glory that all humanity should have given him. And then he takes our place on the cross, all our worry, all our fear, all our anxiety, all our complaints, all our negativity, all our sin, all our doubts, and it's crucified with Jesus. It doesn't belong to us anymore. He frees us from all that. Now, what you have to do, if you have a worry, if you have a worry, first of all, thank God for it. Okay, first of all, thank you, Jesus, for this cross that you've given me. Okay, and then the next step is I place it in your hands. How do miracles occur in Scripture? Jesus said to each person, basically, that was saved or healed, it was because of your faith that you're healed. Faith in what? Faith and trust in Jesus. The woman who grabbed his tassel, you know, the strings on the tillet, hit the prayer shawl. What happened? The woman said, you know, he's the Messiah. I believe just by touching his tassel, I will be healed. That's Leviticus. Jesus knew that, but he wanted to hear from who did this. You know, he wanted, who has faith in him? And the woman says, I do. And he goes, because he knows that she knew Leviticus. How can I be saved? How can I be saved? How can I be healed? How can I be healed? It's through the Messiah. So she grabbed his tassel. Jesus says to her, it is your faith that has healed you. Faith in what? In him, our Lord, our Savior, our Master, our King, our God. It's going to get tough. And if we don't have faith in Jesus, it's going to be impossible. It's true. He is our Lord. He's our Savior. He's our King. He's our Master. He's our everything. Heaven you gave me, we breathe in. And heaven I give back to you. Son you gave. This is the rounds. And that's why Jesus from volume 16 to volume 36 says, learn to pray the rounds. Son you gave me, son I give you. Seas and oceans you gave me, I give back to you. Flowery fields you gave me, I give back to you. It's the I love you that you're taking in and the divine I love you giving back to God. It's not a human I love you. Your will repeats in me, Jesus teaches Louisa. Everything you have done for me in creation and redemption, so that I may give you, Lord, everything just as you have given to me. Now, we have to understand that when we're born, we have nothing. Now, if you have a talent, that's an angelic gift that God has given to you. I mean, he gives each person different talents. And if you love math, if you're good at math, that's an angel that's helping you. It's not you. We're nothing. And yet God is so generous. He gives us a guardian angel when we are conceived, basically. He gives us angels when we're born, angels when we have each sacrament, we get angels, an angel to help us with that sacrament. Every time we're consecrated, he gives us an angel to help us with that consecration. So it's not just nothing. He gives us everything. He gives us everything that what we think we're good at. And we have to thank God. We have to praise God. We have to love God for what he's done for us. We really are nothing. I love the symbol of the drum because the little drummer boy, all he had was his music that he could give to God. That's talent. And this talent that God gives you, it's to rejoice in him, to thank him, to praise him. We are going to thank God for everything that we've gone through, the good, the bad, and the ugly. Because the sin, when you sin and go to confession, you have guilt, okay? In time, that guilt turns to a greater sorrow. You recognize this is who you are. You know, like we've heard before, when you squeeze an orange, what comes out is orange juice. When we're squeezed, when we have to go through difficulties, and we're screaming and yelling and cursing and swearing, that's what's coming out of us. That's us. See, it's the fallen nature. Even though we have been redeemed, we've got to work at being the new Adam and the new Eve. We have to begin to live when we're squeezed, if you want to say, when we're going through difficulties, impossible situations, instead of worry, fear, anxiety, complaints, negativity, and sin, what comes out of us is peace, joy, and happiness. Jesus is in charge. I trust in him. I believe in him. I have confidence in him. God goes, good. Your faith is healing you. Your faith in Jesus is healing you. That's why he gave us the final devotion before this great gift of the divine will is Jesus, I trust in you. It's going to get bumpy. It's going to get tough, but Jesus created us. He predestined us to live at this time to go through what we're going to go through. It says, your will repeats in me everything you have done for me in creation and redemption. That's the round of creation, round of redemption that we're going to begin to learn how to pray so that I may give you everything just as you have given me everything. O power of my most holy divine will, Jesus says, what can it not do in the soul in whom it reigns? Everything. There's nothing to worry about. It's to begin to live this life that Jesus wants us to have, this Catholic life. And again, the beginning is keeping holy the Sabbath. That's the beginning. We're baptized. We're in God's image. But we've lost that love, that first love, as scripture tells us. What can it do? What can it not do in the soul in whom it reigns? Therefore, wherever the divine will reigns, it delights in placing the soul at God's level. Okay, what does that mean? We enter into heaven. It's the plateau, if you want to say, of heaven. We enter into that level. And now we can begin when those doors are opened, and that's the great miracle that's coming. When those doors are opened, when the kingdom is established on earth as it is in heaven, we can begin to enter into it. But Jesus says to us right now. Begin to be peaceful. Begin to be joyful. Begin to be happy. If there's something bothering you, if it's a person, forgive them. Oh, I can't forgive them. No, you have to forgive them. Jesus says, if you don't forgive, how can God forgive you? If you don't reflect him, how can God bless you? It's to reflect God. That's volume 1 through volume 10, how to become a saint, a divine mirror. You reflect the life of Jesus. And the human is very, very strong. The human is in rebellion. That's what Adam did, against God. So you got to put everything in order. And the first thing is that one day, Sunday, is the Lord's day. It has to become a day of honoring and glorifying God. So Jesus says, whatever the divine will reigns, it delights in placing the soul at God's level, our level, he says, God's level. More so since it knows that the is our divine will. I mean, when the soul knows it's the divine will, come divine will, breathe in my breathing, beat in my heart beating, waiting for the creature to be similar to our image. This God is waiting for us to say yes. Adam sinned. Adam was cast out of heaven, cast out of paradise. And he had to come to earth where Jesus says, I saw Lucifer fall like lightning to the earth. We've been under the 6,000 years of the devil's reign, the 7,000th year, which John Paul II says, get ready for the third millennium. Get ready for the glory of the church, the new springtime of mankind. Is heaven. What is heaven? It's the divine will. And it begins in our life now. And our divine will, Jesus says, our faithful executor, renders her such that we call this creature in whom our supreme fiat reigns, our glory, our love, our life. Jesus is saying, we're going to go back to his image and likeness. And it's not my image, it's not my likeness, it's God's. Who is the new Adam and the new Eve? It's the image and likeness of Jesus and Mary. This is what's coming. This is God's glory. This is God's love. This is God's life, the new Adam and the new Eve. Only with our divine will, Jesus says, can the soul reach such an extent. Without it, there's a great distance between God and man, creator and creature. So this distance is going to be gone. How? Jesus says, I give you the book of heaven. He says, I will show you the way and the how. I will show you the map of how this is going to happen. And as you enter into this, it becomes more and more glorious each day. Why? God is doing it in us. We're allowing God to breathe in our breathing, beat in our heart beating, think in our thinking, speak in our speaking, dance in our dancing, drive in our driving. We allow God to do everything. Come, divine will, drive in my driving. Somebody pulls in front of you. Lord, have mercy on them. God bless them. They're filled with the earth, worry, fear, anxiety, complaints, negativity, and sin. Lord, have mercy on them. Instead of cursing and swearing, which we've been, that's the human understanding. It's Lord, have mercy on them. This new and divine way of holiness that Jesus is asking us to enter into, that John Paul II prophesied, is here. And Jesus says, if you have the book of heaven, I, as Lord, as King, as Master, Jesus says, I gave you that book. I don't care who put it in your hands. Even if you said, oh, there's the book, let me pick it up. It's Jesus says, I predestine you to live at this time to have the book of heaven. So you can learn how to let the divine will reign in us, because now is the time that God has given this gift to us. Now is the time. It wasn't for the saints. The saints learned how to do the will of God. Now it's to live in the will of God, which is the true life of Jesus and Mary. And then Jesus shows us, this is why I love so much that the divine will reign in humanity, in order to give to our divine will the extensive field of action, in order to bilocate our works, God's works, our life, God's life, and to raise the creature to the perfect purpose for which the soul was created. This is where we are. The divine will is to bilocate the work of God in us. Jesus, breathe in my breathing. As soon as you say that, Jesus takes us at our word. Jesus, gaze in my gazing, listen in my listening. Jesus takes us at our word. To bilocate, Jesus says, our works, our life, to raise the soul to the perfect purpose, image and likeness of God. That's why she was created. This is the most glorious time ever to be alive, and our Lord has given it to us. What a great God we have. What a great and wonderful time to be alive. We're going to witness something that the saints desired to witness. Get ready. It's going to be good. It's going to be bumpy, but it's going to be good. May the blood that flowed upon the wood of this cross free us from our human will, that we live in God's holy divine will always. We ask this in Jesus' name, under the mantle of Mary, through the intercessor Louisa. And we pray that this prayer becomes God's command, in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God bless you.